Well, turning to another region of the world, let's talk about Saudi Arabia and women that are driving into the spotlight by defying the country's ban against women behind the wheel. They're filming themselves. They're posting that on the internet. You can find all these videos of women saying, I'm defying, I'm engaging in activism and, you know, going to stand up against this, the Saudi authorities and the Saudi tradition that women cannot drive. Is this movement, you think, Rebecca, actually going to head toward the fast lane?
Well, this is the third such campaign of women getting behind the wheel in protest, another one here recently in 2011. And yeah, it does seem to be getting more and more notice, more interest. And I have heard some critiques, perhaps, that this is really not the issue that most Saudi women are concerned about. But I think for the activists, this is symbolic of the larger issues that Saudi women are facing in a country where they cannot own property, they cannot have a bank account, they can't leave their home. And so this is one very visible way that they can show their dislike of the system. And posting it on YouTube is also significant. Using that social media, which we know has been so effective in that part of the world in creating change in the last couple of years.
Well, that's the question, I guess, and what will be interesting to see is how this will create change. I mean, we know that the internet and being able to engage there definitely does. But, you know, these, it's kind of a solitary thing. You get in a car and you drive around, and the hope is that other people see you and that other people see on the internet, and it sparks this momentum, if you will, and people start, I guess, defying that authority. I guess it's more reflective, not so much of the driving itself, but just the limitation on the freedom of women in that country that is a particular concern. So,
well, and these women got out there. There were actually a number of men that were giving them a, you know, a thumbs up. And there's a famous comedian that now has another YouTube video. It's off the old Bob Marley song. It's called No Woman, No Drive, which was kind of a satire. So they are getting a little bit of momentum and support, certainly externally from women's groups and others, human rights groups around the world, and then also internally from both women and men to some degree.
Well, we shall see if that movement actually picks up some speed. Thank you very much, Rebecca, for joining me once again on the roundtable.
Thank you.